decreased federal spending has downsized the budget and scope of the Denali Commission in Alaska. The independent federal agency was created by former Senator Ted Stevens in 1998 to address infrastructure in rural communities. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, its financial clout is greatly diminished.
The Denali Commission has provided hundreds of millions of dollars for projects in Alaska villages over the last 14 years. There's been money for health clinics, power plants, and tank farms, but the flow of dollars is slowing down. The Commission's federal co-chair, Joel Niemeyer, has seen the agency's budget go from a peak of $150 million in 2005 down to $18 million this year.
We had many programs which we were working within. We're working in health, transportation, energy, and a lot of other smaller ones. Effectively, today, we're down to energy.
Niemeyer says the commission has gone from funding 10 large projects annually down to two or three a year now. Niemeyer was in Fairbanks Tuesday urging representatives of interior Alaska Native communities to work through regional organizations and agencies to better advocate for their share of Denali Commission grants. Niemeyer says coastal communities have used that strategy to get more money from the commission.
I've noticed there's a level of deference in the interior with the Athabascan community where they really place an emphasis on local decision making and they dare not cross that line. And so I've noticed working statewide that that respect for local decision making perhaps allows the other more aggressive regionals to bring the projects home.
Competition for funds is a growing issue as Denali Commission budgets decline. Niemeyer says the loss of congressional earmarks is a major hit to the commission. He says termed funding authorities that set up multi-year appropriations are considered earmarks and have not been renewed, eliminating a stream of dollars that supported the agency. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.